I'd like to be under the sea, in an octopus's garden, in the shade.
On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. I don't mind this. I don't mind the little sticky humid. I will take that anytime I can wake up and it's not, and it never dropped me below 90 degrees.
But that's usually when it's sticky humid. That's the one nice thing about the dry, you know, May, June is, you know, it gets hot in the day, but you wake, you know, and the, you know, cools down in the 60s or 70s at night. There's some days this time of year when you walk out, you know, early, still dark, and it's, you know, 92. And that's what can be kind of hard on a lot of our plant material is the fact that it, you know, it'll take the 110 just when it doesn't cool off at night that, you know, that you get into some problems, especially, you know, with our cool season grasses. That's when people about the 1st of August realize their lawns, they still had a lot of ryegrass in their lawn they didn't know about because it just died. They think their whole lawn died. So your winter lawn finally died. We were talking about, I was talking about driving, you know, the state, and it's greened up. And I was listening to KTAR on my way, you know, as I do driving all over the state of Arizona. And Jim Cross had a report, you know, we're talking about the monsoon and how much it's rained at your house and here and there and spotty. But he did mention that our drought severity has lessened quite a bit. I mean, it's substantial. We're still, you know, especially in some areas, in what they consider a pretty severe drought. But it has made an impact on it. You know, and there's obviously we need to be concerned, and we need to not waste water and don't water where it, you know, and I still see, you know, which it's rained and people's sprinklers are still running, and there's a neighborhood and there's an HOA in my neighborhood that just I've knocked at their doors, I've called the city of Phoenix, and every two or three days there's water running down the gutter. They just can't get their irrigation timed. They'd be great candidates for taking out their lawns. In fact, you know, an HOA like that that doesn't, you know, it's just the lawn is strictly cosmetic. You know, there's probably a pretty good argument that they really don't need it. Nobody's playing on it. Nobody's dogs are having to use it. It's not a golf course. There's no real function for that grass other than visually to look at. It might be a luxury we don't and shouldn't have. I don't know. I'm not going to make that judgment call for people. But the xeriscaping, the whole concept of xeriscaping is matching your landscape to your lifestyle. If you've got little kids and pets, you know, a patch of grass in the backyard is fine. You know, we converted our front yard just a few months ago, the beginning of the summer. We've been there 30-some years, and like most people who've been in a house 30-some years, there's some stuff that needs doing. Keeps your dad in business, right? And so we kind of started on the outside in the front yard. My front yard is pretty small. It's pretty hard to mow. Kids are gone. Nobody's using it, you know, and we just decided to convert it to, we took out our driveway, put a Belgard beautiful paver driveway in, and put artificial turf in the front yard. Now, I would not recommend that if you've got kids or dogs playing on it because it's hot. It's not, it's strictly, though, what we talked about. It's something to look at. And it's green and it's pretty and it doesn't need any water.
And as you said, it's hot, and you kind of alluded to it earlier that, you know, we've got these, a lot of these summer lawns that it's so hot no one's out there anyway, that our winter lawn is really.
I think we do have it backwards in a lot of cases. And I think, you know, I mean, even golf courses, I think that, you know, they ought to keep their tees and their greens looking really good and the fairways are what they are in July and August, because there's all 10 guys played a round of golf today and, you know, all day long. And, you know, all I do to my grass, and I did keep the backyards. I have three dogs and I have grandkids that come over and we got a swimming pool and, you know, and but about the only traffic that backyard gets is once a week when I mow it right now. There's nobody out there much playing on it. It looks good through the window. walking on my way to go jump in the pool and walk back into the house. So, yeah, I mean, I think plant a winter lawn and enjoy the heck out of it. And, man, maybe there's a case for just letting the summer lawn die. Maybe we have it backwards. There is a golf course in the Far East Valley, Queen Creek area, that is only open in the wintertime. They let the grass. They don't even have Bermuda grass. It just all dies. They close. They go away. And they come back in September and start overseeding, and they have a beautiful ryegrass golf course. Maybe he's got it right.
I've seen the long-range forecast for the winter, too. El Nino kicking in, which means wetter than average winter. So something else to think about, too.
Well, that's all a bonus, and especially if we get snowpack in the mountains, and that's what we really need for
that's
to
the
solve
water table
our drought.
The snow
is we need some snowpack,
and it's not going to be one good season. You know, you might need two or three.
Well, California found that out. You know, winter before last, they filled everything up, and then boom, the next year we're back kind of right where we were.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text is 411-923, or you can send an email if you need help with picture plant identification to info@rosieonthehouse.com. More with Jay Harper of the Farm's Choice here in the Outdoor Living Hour of Rosie on the House.